Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, how you doing? How you doing? This is Wayne S. Pierce right here. I hope you can hear me. But the thing is that you can go to American Radio, AmericanLibertyRadio.com, AmericanLibertyRadio.com. Check things out there as well. If you'd like, that would be fantastic. If you want to email me with questions, comments, concerns, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can go to AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com and email me there. You can go to Twitter. I do have a Twitter. Yes, I'm like everybody else. I do have a Twitter. At Real WF Pierce. That's at Twitter. At Real WS Pierce. Check that out. Also, check out another show that I have called the Wayne S. Pierce Show Podcast, which is on the website at AmericanLibertyRadio.com under Radio Shows and Schedules. It's been a while since I've been here on BlogTalkRadio.com because I, well, let's just say I'm on another network, American Liberty Radio Network, and it's much better. I'm not knocking Blog Talk, that's where I started, but as far as sound, as far as quality, as far as you name it, it's here. I mean, it's on the network I'm on, at American Liberty Radio Network. And the thing that really has helped me decide to go with another network was exactly what I just said. Sound quality, quality as far as all of that. Now, you know, in terms of what I was looking for, I mean, where I'm at right now, as far as the other network is concerned, is where I needed to be in the first place. And that's all there was to it. Well, that, and I used to get 2 free hours at blogtalkradio.com, but they took all that away and now give us 30 minutes. That sealed the deal right there. That's why I jumped ship, went to another network. And I know there's a lot of people, a lot of shows on Blog Talk, a lot of shows are uploaded to Blog Talk, a lot of shows, you know, I mean, people like it. And I'm all for healthy competition. I am. I'm all for healthy competition. But also for quality, okay? Quality is, quality is key, man. When you look at what there is, as far as, you know, quality and sound and all of that, I mean, call me old-fashioned, but I like quality. And there's a lot to this other network that I'm on that caters to that. You know, 44, 128, Blog Talk doesn't have that. You sound files out there know what I'm talking about. They don't have that. You know, I just tried to, get this show off the ground today and was listening to the sound quality on some of the music that I use. And, well, not good. You know, so I'm, like I said, I'm all for healthy competition, but I'm also for quality as well. And as far as I'm concerned, quality is key. You know, quality is key. I cannot tell you how many times I have gone into a place a department store, a mall, whatever it is. I cannot tell you how many times I've gone into that place and literally looked around and had to turn around and walk out because I didn't see quality there. I saw quantity. And with anything else, when you get too much of one thing, you tend to, well, you tend to have to walk away. Now, in my opinion, I think too much of something is, you can't have too much of something. Yeah, you can. And here's why. Because when you have all these other things that are out there, all these other networks, all these other programs and everything, if they're not quality content and programs, you're going to listen to them again? I don't think so. At least I know I wouldn't. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's just what it is. It is quality that I look for. Now, I did mention content. Now, what is the content of this show, The Views Expressed? As it says there in the description, whatever is going on in our government, government, with our schools, with other people from all aspects, including politics and entertainment. That's what this show is about. Now, I'm not always going to be here every day. I'm not always going to, I'm just telling you straight up, I'll be here when I can. And I'll do as much as I can here, but your best bet is to go to the website, AmericanLibertyRadio.com, AmericanLibertyRadio.com. And, of course, you can email me, AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. That's fine. You can do that. The thing that I find in online radio is the fact that there is content. I'm serious. There is content. And as far as I'm concerned, content is key. Okay? Content is key. If you're in the chat room here, go ahead, pop in there, say hi. Not really talking about a whole lot of important stuff except for this particular show, The Views Expressed. I get into a lot of politics. I talk about entertainment. I talk about whatever it is on your mind. So there you go. Like I said, I'm not going to be here all the time. I'm not going to be here every week. It's not going to be a scheduled show. It's going to be whenever I have a few minutes and I can pop in here and talk about something. But your best bet is to go to AmericanLibertyRadio.com and go to radio shows and schedules and look at the Wayne S. Pierce Show podcast and also American Liberty Radio Live, which is on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Just check it out there at AmericanLibertyRadio.com. The thing is, and let me change gears here. Let me change directions here, but stay on the point of content. I hear a lot of shows. I've heard a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio in the past. I've had a few shows on here as well in the past. You can probably still find them. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to really understand that if you're going to, and I'm learning as I go, I've been doing this for over 5 years now. I mean, I'm a freshman in all this, considering. But you have to understand that the content is key. You can call it a message. You can call it whatever. You can call it information. It's I'm disseminating information to you. And it's content. And I hope that I can help you be motivated to go out and check the stuff out that I talk about. I really do. But as far as I'm concerned, if someone disagrees with me about something, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm fine. I'm okay. We all disagree about something. We all have some sort of disagreement somewhere about something because each individual thinks they're right. And when you really get down to the crux of the matter, you're not. That's all there is to it. You're not. You're right in terms of your perspective on the subject and the issues because you've tangibly taken that information, that content, and researched it yourself. I didn't hand it to you and say, here's your answer. No, I handed you the content that you took one step further or several steps further and looked into. That's okay. We can do that. Now, if at some point, and this is just me, I'm just going to throw this out here. If at some point you disagree with something that you find, I would hope that you would share that with me. Say, hey, you talked about this, but here's what I found. Email it to me at AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. It's interesting to note that if nothing else, I've shared with you what I know. And if you want to take it from there, then you can. It's okay. Go ahead and do that. Because you may find something out that I overlooked or that I didn't see at all. You know? It might be that. You know? I don't know what else to tell you about content. Content is the key. Content is the key to any type of talk show. And multiple venues of content, multiple resources, I should say, of content. Not just one, just don't look at one thing and go, oh, that's it, got to talk about that, oh my God. No, there's more to it than just coming up and saying, well, you know, this is what I know, this is what I, and here it is, and here's the answer. No. I give you the information and I give you my opinion on it in hopes that you search it out yourself and find additional information. And it's just that way. It's just that way. That's how it works. I know. Let me go here. I don't have any breaks in this yet, but let me go here. There's quality, there's content, and then there's how other people see it, what their perspective is. You can have all the content in the world. It can be as quality as you can manage to get it and make it. You can use it for whatever reason, but how are other people seeing it? How are other people seeing it? What is their perspective on the issue or the subject that you're talking about? This is another key element to a talk show. Even though you have your own specific perspective on that issue or subject, they may not see it your way. They may not have your perspective. They may not know the information. So you got to think about that for a minute and say, hey, how am I going to present this? Again, they have their own perspective. So the quality and the content that you have, that you say, well, it's quality and here it is, how are you going to present that? It's interesting. A lot of people on my other network you know, I got listeners from all around the world, and I tell them, hey, if you got something to tell me, you know, and I give them the email address at AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com, and I get no emails. I get nothing. Why? You know, you can tell me why. I don't know. So it's something to think about, and it's something to really wrap your mind around. It's like, okay, if you talk to somebody about a subject or an issue, but knowing full well that they have their own perspective on it, why don't they hold that conversation with you? Why don't they want to engage in that intellectual intercourse and help you or help them understand what's going on? And I'm going to say that they are more rooted, I should say, they've dug their heels into the sand, if you will, in their perspective, and they think they're right, when in fact, they're not. Because here is the last little portion I want to talk about. And it's the fact that getting people on the same page, you have your perspective, I have mine, your neighbor has theirs, your friend has theirs, but how can we put one plus one together and equal being on the same page and understanding the content, understanding the perspective, and bringing that out in a quality conversation? You know what I'm saying? How do you do that? How do you help the other person come to the understanding that you have? See, I don't have all the answers, and I can't throw an answer at you and say, here it is. I can give you my perspective on how I do things. And I've said it before. I give the information, and I hope that people take that information and dig a little deeper, do the research. I may have overlooked something, so I may not have looked at anything other than what I tell you. But you may look at something, at the same thing, and find something else. That's also key to a conversation. It's like, well, you may have a conversation with your friend, and you may be talking about something, and then a couple of days later, you know, you may remember something that you saw after the initial conversation and want to share that with your friend. You know, it's not confusing. It's just like, oh, I forgot to tell you this because I saw this later. You know, it's not that difficult. We oftentimes look at our particular perspective and say that it's the only one that everyone should see. They have to see it this way. I see it and they have it. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to help them understand? It's just, how are you going to do that? I don't see anybody who is able to effectively get somebody to see things their way. We see that almost every day when people get pissed off and angry and all of that and get riled up over things that, well, they should just take 5 more minutes and take a look at it and dig through it, you know. But the facts are there. The facts are open. It's an open book. Facts are the basis of truth. And truth is what's disseminated. And again, somebody's going to say, well, you know, that's your perspective. Well, yes, it is. But what's yours? You know? Let's come to that understanding. Let's add that one together with the other one, the other perspective you have, and be on the same page. You know what I mean? It's not that difficult. You know? It's not that difficult. On my podcast today at AmericanLibertyRadio.com at Radio Shows and Schedules, I talked a little bit about immigration and what my perspective is on immigration. I talked about a lot of things. And when I got done with my podcast, I read some more news, which, you know, now I've got something else to talk about on my other podcast tomorrow. So what do? Do we, well, let's put it this way. You've heard this phrase, everything I know I've learned in kindergarten. Well, if that's the case, then you are very intellectually immature, my friend. It's time you break out of that cycle. It's time that you break out of that routine and say, wait a minute, there's more to this than meets the eye. And when you have two people discussing something, is it going to change the world? Is it going to, you know, fix a situation? Is it going to cause, you know, worldwide calamity at all, or worldwide pleasure, that you two talk about an issue and come to an understanding of it at all? Probably not. Probably more than anything, you guys are, you know, going to understand one another and know where each other stands and what you guys is, what your guys' perspective is on things, which I believe is really, really cool, because then you can talk to your friend about certain things. You know, on my other network where I'm, where my platform that I broadcast from, there's a ton of shows with varying perspectives. And let me tell you something, and I'm sure it's here too at Blog Talk Radio, but I have never, ever understood why anyone would disagree with truth backed up by facts. That's just me. Have I overlooked something? Do I not, have I not understood the nuances? I mean, I don't know. So you got quality, you got content, you got perspective, and then you have, I mean, you have those three that I mentioned earlier. Then you have this idea, stepping away from that conversation, you have this idea of, did they understand what I talked about? I'll probably step away from this broadcast and say, huh, I wonder if they got it. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you're smart enough to realize, you know, what I'm talking about and understand it. But there's always that moment of, huh, did they? And this is where you have to really pay attention to it, because how are you going to have the content and the quality of that content in your next discussion? Okay? It's just, it's one of those things where at the end of the day, when you've spent your time talking to people or around your friends or at work or whatever, you look at stuff and you say, you know what? I hope that person understood how I felt about that issue. And for your own curiosity, you're probably going to ask your friend about it again. So, you know, to try to help you understand that they understand. 1 + 1 = 2, you know, that kind of thing. And it's really incredible to me that people are this way. It's really incredible to me that we have a society of people who individually think they're right when in total, within the group, they're absolutely wrong in terms of other people's assessment of what they know. Okay? Somebody may say 1 + 1 = 2. Someone may come along and say, no, it's not. Really? You know, I always like to keep it simple. I always like to keep it simple, efficient, effective, get the end result, and go from there. That's me. Well, somebody else may have a different perspective about it. Somebody else may have a different goal in mind. Somebody else may have a different issue of the situation. Issue in terms of, you know what that means. Or someone may discuss a different, totally different issue that is not even near what you were talking about, but you want to understand them. So you do everything you can to understand them. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do at the end of the day when your thoughts go into that realm of, I hope they understood? Do you just let it go and hope they did? Or do you talk about it later to them and say, you know, did you understand what I said before? Because it'd be on you. It's your own curiosity as to whether or not they understood it. So, you know, go from there. I don't know what else to tell you, folks, but I will be here, and this show is basically about almost anything, you know. So I'm not going to – it's not a scheduled show. I'm not going to be here once a week or anything like that. It's going to be here when I got a few moments and do what I need to do. But come check out the American Liberty Radio Live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on AmericanLibertyRadio.com. And come check out the Wayne S. Pierce Show podcast on AmericanLibertyRadio.com. You can find both those shows at radio shows and schedules on AmericanLibertyRadio.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, even if you disagree with me, the burden of proof is on you. Yes, it is. You can email me at AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. This show is probably going to take you from one end of the spectrum to the other intellectually. So I'm going to try to delve into several subjects: politics, finances, government cover-ups, entertainment. So I'll try to get into some of those things as well, and not just gear, you know, the show on just one thing. I mean, that gets boring after a while. So anyway, I try to lighten it up. So anyway, if you have any questions, please ask. If you want to be on the show, just email me at AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com, AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. If you want to support American Liberty Radio Network, you can by going to American Liberty Radio Network at AmericanLibertyRadio.com, or best yet, email me. Talk to me. We'll work something out. Want to sponsor the show? I'll let you know. We'll work something out. How's that? So anyway, folks, it's been always fun to come to you. And if at all possible, please email me and let me know what's going on. AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com, AmericanLibertyRadio@USA.com. I'll talk to you folks later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.